The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
With his faithful valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Sabotage Finds a Name. The Green Hornet strikes again. Outside the drugstore. The streetlights were dimmed and the lights in the drugstore window were shaded. The man paced nervously in front of the store. With his thumb, he flicked a coin into the air and caught it over and over. Then suddenly he stopped.
No, that's too much. I gotta have no part of it. Daily Sentinel, let me talk to one of your reporters. Hello, are you a reporter? I got a tip for you about Mariana.
Double-crossing rat.
Holy mackerel, Casey, I never got such a shock in my life. My ears are still ringing. Right at the other end of the line, can you imagine?
I certainly can, Larry.
Yeah. How would you like to pick up a phone, start talking to somebody, and then hear machine gun bullets? I've been jumping like a typewriter ribbon ever since.
Hello, Miss Jane.
Oh, hello, Mr. Reed.
Hey, boss. Have you seen this morning's Sentinel?
Yes, I read it coming downtown. That is quite a story you have.
Well, thanks, but it's no credit to me. It might have been anyone.
My age getting modest.
I just happened to be the guy that answered the phone, that's all.
I gather you went right over there.
He used up half my gasoline ration. You know, it's a lucky thing the phone was left off the hook. I was able to get the location and beat the opposition reporters there by an hour.
Any idea who fired that machine gun, Lowry?
No. Police haven't got the slightest idea. It looked like a gangster job.
What about the drugstore clerk?
Why don't you read the paper, Casey? The clerk was in the back of the store. He didn't see a thing. At least that's what he says.
The man who was killed, his name was Boots Lanigan. You mentioned that he had a police record, is that right?
A record as long as your arm, boss. As far as crimes committed, he was almost in the class of the Green Hornet.
I see. Probably why he called the newspaper instead of the police.
Well, that's how I figure. But I still don't get it.
What's that?
Well, what he said. I picked up the phone, and all he said was, I've got a tip for you about Mariana. Now, why should an ex-thug like Lanigan mention a girl's name? What kind of a tip is that?
Mariana.
You sure? Well, that's the way I heard it. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, you figure it out, boss. I can't.
Mariana. Mr. Britt, it's quite possible that Mr. Lowry heard wrong, huh? According to what he says, gangsters only have time for that one sentence.
He might have gotten it wrong. Lowry usually hits the nail on the head.
Lanigan, very bad gangster, huh?
That looks like a crime war, Cato.
Who Lanigan connected with? What gang?
The waterfront mob, Cato. But they broke up more than a year ago when Dutch Fogel went to jail. Hey, wait a second. I'm to think of it, Fogel's out now.
Yes, that's so.
This killing is the first sign of gang war. Why should Fogel bump off one of his own men?
Maybe Lanigan removed by other gang,
On top of that, it doesn't sound like Lanigan to turn informer. You know the criminal code, Cato. No matter what happens, never squeal.
It's all very strange.
Let me see that paper again, will you?
Yes.
Now, here's the follow-up story.
I already see that. Nothing has been added, Mr. Brooks.
No, just a little family background on Lanigan. Parents are dead. Only living relatives, a younger brother serving with the Marines in Guadalcanal.
Too bad Boots Lanigan not like young brother.
Yeah, with the Marines.
Well, maybe that man say Marines instead of Mariana.
Perhaps. On the other hand, that's funny. I never thought of that before.
Huh? Well, what are you doing, Mr. Britt?
You see it tonight, except for the dim out, Cato.
What are you saying, Mr. Britt? You know who Mariana is?
Perhaps I do.
It is girl?
It's usually referred to as she. Get the Hornet mask and the gun, Cato. We're taking the Black Beauty.
A few moments later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. The passage led directly to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Where are we going, Mr. Britt?
Get in. We're going to take a look at Mariana.
Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. The section of wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Cato.
Who?
Mariana, of course.
I see no one.
You're looking right at her.
I see nothing but only a salvage job and big boat next to her.
That's it, Cato. See her name on the bow. That boat is named Mariana.
Well, if it ain't the boss. How'd it go, Fogel?
We figured you'd be in jail overnight anyway.
Me, Dutch Fogel, in the jailhouse overnight? The big cuckoo boys. Just down there to talk to the police about poor Boots.
Yeah, that's what we meant.
They don't suspect me. Lanigan was my pal. They remind me to send some nice flowers to his funeral. I got nothing to worry about you either. Just dropped in to tell you boys that. Also to ask a little question. Turn around this way, Chopper. Any of you others feel like Boots did? Anybody else want to turn patriotic like Boots did? Maybe you, Chopper.
Oh, nuts, not me, Fogel. I ain't got no brother in the Marines.
Nobody? That's fine.
We feel like you do, Fogel. He get us plenty of moolah. What do we care where it comes from? A stick-up, bank robbery, or from that Gestapo in Berlin?
That's all, boys. Pretty soon we get to work on that ship. I'll tell you when.
It better be soon. That salvage job ain't gonna wait.
Let me worry about that. So I'll say to you now. Chopper.
I'm looking for... Well, if it isn't my old pal, Chopper. I see you're informal tonight. What do you mean? You're not wearing your brass knuckles, were you?
Chopper. Way to act. Hello, Mr. Lowry. How's the newspaper racket?
Better than yours, Dutch. It pays regular.
Some sense of humor, this fellow, huh, boys? Yeah, some sense of humor. You were in the police station when they questioned me. You come after me for something?
Yeah. A little information.
I told the police everything I know.
It isn't that. Holy mackerel. I know you didn't bump off one of your own men. It's just that I want some local color. We have to keep the story about Boots alive.
Oh, yes, I see. Boots is dead, but you keep the story alive.
Sure, it's good for the circulation. I mean the newspaper circulation. So how about it? I guess you knew Lanigan as well as anybody did.
You got a car outside?
No, I grabbed a taxi.
All right, I have my car. You drive home with me.
Well!
I'll tell you about Boots. I'm all broken up, I can tell you that. You know, it doesn't do to fool with the law. Somebody's going to pay for shooting up poor Boots.
Listen to you. Oh, man, do I get a bang out of that. You've got a record that covers 3 pages of a police blotter, and you talk like a Dutch uncle.
Police blotter? That's all wrong. No, sir, I'm a good, honest citizen. No mistake. But what happened to Boots? You ride with me, I'll tell you. Good night, boys.
Don't stay up too late playing poker.
That's Fogel. Hey, do you, Pip?
He makes me nervous. Like a cat.
Come on, Sir Wesley.
No, I ain't going to play no more. I'm tired.
What's the matter? You got weak knees about boots?
I'm weak. I'm tired, I tell you.
So am I.
Okay. That's the way you feel. It's just $5 worth. Cash me in. Thanks. Now, give me my hat. So long, punk. Don't jump at your own shadows. Living. Okay, you. What are you following me for? Come on, speak up, I said.
Have you got a match?
Listen, I got no time for... Yeah, I guess I can manage.
What's wrong, nervous?
Me? Hey, Bud Hutt.
Hello, Chopper.
Green Hornet.
You better drop it, Chopper. You'll burn your finger.
What do you want?
You're bad about poor Boots, wasn't it, Chopper?
Hey.
I feel awfully bad about Boots, Chopper. Well, you say you and me go someplace and talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
I told you you'd burn your fingers, didn't I? Who is it?
Chopper, boss.
Go away, Chopper. Just beginning to retire.
Come on.
There works in every porter. But I have a good reason for this, Chopper. I don't like being disturbed.
I got a plenty good reason. I run into somebody tonight, boss.
So? Is he dead?
Will you stop your kidding? Why didn't you tell us Lanigan was a pal of that guy?
Boots Lanigan had no friends. Only his one brother. He's far away. Besides, do I guess at riddles? Give it to me straight. Did you meet?
Green Hornet.
Oh, you're the one who's making jokes.
You don't believe me.
Where'd you get that?
He gave it to me.
Seal of the Green Hornet.
I tell you, boss, I'm still shaking. Something about that guy.
What did he want?
Said he didn't like the idea of Lanigan getting murdered. But he felt like he ought to make up for it.
Revenge, huh? But you're still alive, Chopper.
Sure, I couldn't let him...
Go on. All right, I'll finish for you. You couldn't let yourself be shot, so you told him I was the one who killed Boots. That's not nice, Chopper.
No. All I told him was it wasn't me. You gotta believe me,
sir. I don't believe you, Chopper. So I'm going to give you some bitter medicine like I gave Boots. A little lead poisoning, yes.
Olga, I tell you...
I'll tell you. Don't try to square him, Chopper. I may be fat, but I'm also strong. You're going to die.
Stop him, Fogle.
Green Hornet, eh? I'll give you whatever.
No, you won't. Drop it. I'll get back.
Dutch, this isn't the gun you used on Boots, but it'll do.
Hold it. Wait now. Before you go and shoot me, let me point out how useless a thing like revenge is. No one ever benefits from it.
You always come up with a moral lesson, don't you?
I'm very sorry. I didn't know Boots was a particular friend of the Green Hornet. But you'd have done what I did. I had to shoot him for strictly business reasons. He was going to squeal on it.
Is that right, Chopper?
Yeah, sure.
It was a very important business matter, Hornet, about. But you wouldn't be interested.
About the Mariana?
Chopper sometimes talks too much.
I did.
Button your lip, Chopper. Well, Fogel, I don't know. Maybe you had your reasons for getting rid of Boots.
Yes, be sensible about it, Hornet. Why have shooting when it's not necessary? Besides, you're a smart operator. Perhaps we can arrange something.
The only kind of arrangements I can understand are about money, Fogel. Hard cash.
Yes, a man after my own heart. But of course, hard cash won it. I'll tell you, I get the people who want the Mariana sabotage.
Don't money. Hedge. You mean the Gestapo? Stay the Gestapo.
All right, the Gestapo. They furnish all the money I need. You're welcome to a generous life, my friend. As a matter of fact, a man of your reputation can come in very handy.
What do you say?
Sounds all right. I'll think it over, Fogle.
All right. Take your footsteps.
Yeah. Right, out in the hall. Walk that door, quick.
Hey, Fogle, open up. The police are here. They want to ask you a few more questions.
Rap on the door announced the presence of police. The three men in the room froze abruptly. Britt Reed's eyes narrowed behind his hornet mask, and he flung a low-voiced question at Fogle.
Is there another way out of here?
No other way.
We're caught with a green hornet.
Quiet, you fool.
That's right. If I'm caught, you'll be jailed, too. You'll never be able to explain this away.
But there is no other way. This is four stories up right below the roof.
Fogle, Fogle, wake up!
Stall them. Stall them.
Just a minute. I'll open the door.
Look, why didn't you tell me you had a rope hanging from the roof right outside your window, Fogle?
I never knew.
You can open that door in 10 seconds. Sure takes that lug a long time to come to the door.
Hello.
Hello.
You cops are always waking a man up. What is it this time?
You and Chopper, eh? Who else is here?
I guess you were wrong, Lowry.
There's just the two of us, Capper. And Fogle's bodyguard.
Yes, with Boots dead, I thought perhaps whoever got rid of him might have me next on the list. What were you looking for, Mr. Lowry?
Skip it, Dutch. I just thought I saw somebody else come in this joint after Chopper did. Guess I must have been seeing double.
Yes, I guess that's so.
Saved my life that time, Cato.
It's always very pleasant to do so, Mr. Bridge.
If you hadn't spotted Lowry and the police and dropped that rope from the roof, the capture of the Green Hornet would be headline news tomorrow. Be careful for that, even if it's good for the Sentinel. We'll put the Black Beauty to bed and then get some sleep ourselves. Try to get a sleep. I have a feeling we won't do much after tonight. Not until Fogle's caught in that sabotage job he's planning.
It is Mariana?
Yep, we guessed right on that one.
Well, correction, please. You guessed right.
Fogle said we could work together on the job. I said I'd call him tomorrow night. What do you think?
Fogle tells truth like a Japanese ambassador.
You're right. But don't worry. I'm not trusting him further than I can throw the Sentinel building. The only trouble is, I still don't know what he plans to do or when.
You look a little tired, Mr. Reed.
Hmm? Do I, Miss Kate?
Well, I suppose you were out until 3 or 4 again this morning. Oh, gosh, Mr. Reed, you can't burn the candle all night long at nightclubs this way and expect to be on your toes in the daytime.
Well, I'll be on my toes. I'm no toe dancer. Right, look at this view, Miss Kate. How can anybody work in this kind of weather? It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Look at this view of the riverfront.
It is lovely. Look. Well, they're still working to salvage that ship. Oh, I haven't spotted that in a long time.
The Mariana?
Mm-hmm. I guess they're almost done, aren't they?
I don't know. I haven't heard, Miss Case. It's much too nice a day to stay in an office. I'm leaving, Miss Case.
You're leaving?
Yeah, you know all the work that has to be done. Goodbye, Miss Case.
But, Mr. Reed...
Oh, I've made up my mind. See you tomorrow.
But, Mr... That doesn't beat everything. Whole play and no work. Sure, that is a beautiful... Casey, none of that. You just work here.
Hey, Casey, where's the boss? I got news.
Well, you didn't just see him. He just left.
Oh, I guess I missed him.
Whatever your news is, it'll have to keep till tomorrow. gone for the day.
Oh, well, this may not work out anyway.
What is it?
The police. They just got a tip on where the Green Hornet will be at midnight tonight.
The Green Hornet?
Yeah, I'm going there with him. Casey, can you picture the headlines if this is on the level?
Certainly switch around, Lowry. Yesterday you were all hopped up about the Lanigan murder.
That? It's old stuff, Casey. Can't run a paper on yesterday's news.
I was just remarking. It seemed like such a mystery at the time. Good grief.
Hey, what gives? Looks like a moonstruck goldfish.
Lowry, come here. To this window.
Now it's all the fuss.
You see that boat out there? The one that's rolled on its side?
Sure.
You know its name? I mean the new name the Navy gave it when they took it over for transport service.
Yeah, it's the, Oh, I got it. The Mariana. Yeah, that's it. The Mariana. Hey, see. Holy mackerel. Do you suppose that's what Lanigan meant?
I think you'd better call the police, Lowry. Might be a good idea if they doubled the guard on that ship.
Yes, that's right, Hornet. Perhaps we can meet tonight, to discuss the boat, you know. Well, a good place would be the old reservoir north of the city, not being used. And it is a good dark night, How about midnight? Yes, it is too bad our plans are not yet completed to do the little, job on the boat tonight. But there will be other times. At midnight, yes. The old reservoir. We shall meet later on it. Goodbye.
Hey, get him out of the way.
The old reservoir. The police will be waiting for him, not I.
We'll
be at the waterfront, under the wharves, ready to blow the Mariana to bits.
Some of the boys who've been watching say that they doubled the guard on the Mariana.
So? Then twice as many of them will be killed, huh, Chopper? I don't worry about them. I worry about the Hornet. That worry will soon be over. Forever.
Well, how goes it, Sergeant?
Did you find the Green Hornet?
That tip was phony, Lowry. We searched this old reservoir from rim to rim. Green Hornet isn't here. It's already midnight.
Hey, Sergeant! Sergeant!
Huh? What's up?
I just got a message on the short way. Police call. No wonder the Hornet ain't here. He was spotted near the waterfront.
All right, Chopper. Let it drift.
Pitch under these docks. Them piles are covered with barnacles. I scrape my hands.
Silence. We've prepared for this long enough for us to know this place blindfold. Right about here should be where we hit the oil barrels.
Not yet. First. Now we got it.
It should be. Yes. How many times have we rode down here with these oil barrels, Chopper?
20 times. A barrel each time. I ought to know. I got blisters on my hands.
Yes, enough. We open them up and let the oil out. It'll flow directly down the Mariana.
I hope you're right about the current, boss.
Don't be a fool. The current is downstream, just right. Fast. 10 minutes after the last barrel is drained, the oil reaches the boat. And we light it from here and... Goodbye, Mariana.
The first one, boss. That's one. Hold the boat steady. Here goes for the next. That's the last one, Fogel.
Good.
Guess that's okay.
Good. Out of the flame so I can throw it toward the oil. So simple and so effective. I light this paper and set the oil aflame, and the oil sets the Mariana aflame. A match, Chopper.
Yeah, I got one.
Hey, what's
I almost missed you, didn't I?
Turn off that flashlight. You'll be
season. Green Hornet.
Hornet, turn off
that match. Oh, I want to be seeing Fulgham. By the time they locate it, you and
Chopper.
No, you don't drop that match.
Chopper.
Let's go, Emerald.
Let's go.
Now.
Hornet,
no.
Take
a breath. All right, Kendall, that does it. Put the light in there, bud. Let's get out of here.
What a story, Doug. Do you mean to say those babies were all set to put the Marianne on fire?
20 barrels of oil on the water, Laurie. If it hadn't been that we spotted that light under the docks, they'd have done it.
It sure was a close call.
Yeah, but what I can't figure out is they were both unconscious. Fogle and Chopper, both of them. It couldn't have been the fumes from the oil, could it?
It wasn't oil, Sarge.
Well, you're right. It was gas. Gas of the gut and the Green Hornet carries. And don't ask me where he's gone to. I'm a reporter, not a magician.
These popular radio dramas, created by George W. Trendle, are a copyrighted feature of The Green Hornet, Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.